Here's Shit God Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A head-on collision Friday night left a 22-year-old Salisbury woman dead and three other people with serious injuries. Just after 7 p.m. on Friday, a Lincoln Navigator and GMC collided on Skiff Mountain Road. Deanna Silvernail was pronounced dead at the scene. Shelby Roger, 25, of Salisbury, was driving the terrain. She was flown by LifeStar helicopter to Hartford Hospital with serious injuries, according to police. Another passenger in that vehicle, Angela Brizzali, 21, of Salisbury, was taken by ambulance to Danbury Hospital with serious injuries. Brian Hastings, 38, of Kent, was flown by a second LifeStar helicopter to St. Francis Hospital in Hartford. There were no passengers in that car. Police said it was not clear if he was wearing his seatbelt, and police are still investigating that crash. The Board of Assessment Appeals in North Canaan has ruled in favor of most of Gear Corporation's appeals pertaining to its continuing tax-exempt status. Assessor Donna Patchen earlier this year said the facility was not tax-exempt according to state statutes, though it had been taxed as such during its 80 years of existence. Gear Village Executive Director Kevin O'Connell said the change would have resulted in a tax bill of more than $500,000 a year, which would have put Gear's future in jeopardy, forcing it to reduce its workforce and services. A news conference on Thursday was held to discuss the outcome. O'Connell said there were 15 appeals submitted to the Board of Assessment Appeals, and while the majority were approved, a few were denied. One pertained to a 7-acre lot across Route 7 from Gear Campus, which is undeveloped. It has not been taxed, but now is assessed at $110,000. That parcel and several of Gear's motor vehicles will now become taxable, adding to the sum of money yet to be determined to the tax rolls. Now, he also acknowledged that the whole matter opened Gear officials' eyes. They were unaware that when vehicles used for charitable purposes were purchased, the assessor needed to be notified. They'll have to be sure that we adapt to health care in the future. Anything we do doesn't hurt the town, according to O'Connell. I think this has brought us closer. Barati acknowledged he had mixed feelings about the outcome. On Gear side, it's great, but on the town side, it's kind of sad, he said. We would have been looking at getting more taxes, but Gear would have had to deal with layoffs. Gear employs 330 people, many of them local, and currently pays about $33,000 in taxes. That comes from the 20 apartments it owns, several of which are rented by employees. Parati noted that while he and the selectmen were asked about the process, the decision was completely in the hands of the Board of Assessment Appeals. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen will have a meeting, their regular meeting, coming up tonight at 5 p.m. at Town Hall. Meanwhile, Region 1, Board of Education, will have their meeting immediately following the annual district meeting in the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Library tonight. Board of Education at the Weebatuck High School is meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the library. Now, the Region School District No. 1 budget referendum will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, with voting at the polls from noon until 8 p.m. at your local town hall. A group of parents and citizens has banded together to fight the budget, asking people to vote no due to the mastery learning and also schedule. They want to awaken the Region 1 Board of Education to the problems. That vote, once again, happens from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting coming up at 2 p.m. Sharon Hospital and Mental Health Connecticut offering Mental Health First Aid, a training program that teaches participants how to help someone who is developing a mental health problem or experiencing a mental health crisis. The training is 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. on May 8th and 10th at Sharon Hospital. For more information, online registration is required. You can contact 860-364-4493. Pine Plains School District has their spring concert coming up on May 8th at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School beginning at 7 p.m. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission on the 9th has their regular meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Also on the 9th, the Eugene Brooks School has their spring concert at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. In Salisbury, a town meeting will take place at Town Hall at 7:30. Immediately following that, the Board of Finance will hold their meeting to set the mill rate. Now, there's a seminar, Medicare 101, coming up on Thursday the 10th, 5:30 to 6:30, at the Town Grove, Ethan Allen Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. The presenter is Michael Beck. You may reserve by calling Kevin Norton at 860-453-3497. Coming up on May 10th, the Northwest Corner Prevention Network presents Dirt, a one-man show on substance abuse and choices at 6:30. It'll be held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's a free community presentation. A benefit for the annual Scaticoke Unity Gathering will be held at 6 to 9 p.m. Friday at the Watershed Center for a walk, sacred fire ritual, and meal inspired by foods and flavors indigenous to this land. The Watershed Center is located 2 hours north of New York City, east of the Hudson River along the Connecticut-Massachusetts border in Millerton, New York, 44 K Road, as a matter of fact. More information at 917-886-2852. Falls Village Scholarship Association holding their annual bingo night on Friday. Sharon Board of Finance will hold a special meeting on Friday immediately following a town hall meeting at Sharon at 7 p.m. They'll set the mill rate for the next coming year. Birding by Ear brunch on Saturday from 9 to 11 at Sharon, Connecticut's Audubon on Cornwall Bridge Road in celebration of International Migratory Bird Day. Naturalist Zach Adams will have a relaxed and fun morning of brunch and birding by ear at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. More information at 860-364-0520. Protecting Native Woodlands by Managing Alien Plants, a lecture by Tom Zetterstrom coming up at the Douglas Library on Saturday at 4 p.m. It's a slide lecture followed by Invasive Identification Management Workshop from 5 until 5:30. The Stockbridge Library, their May speaker series coming up this Saturday at 4 p.m. Jeremy Yudkin on Bob Dylan, Highway 61 to Blonde on Blonde. That'll be at 4 p.m. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum has the opening on May 12th in the gallery of the Sharon Historical Society of a solo exhibition of artwork by local artist Ellen Moon. Ellen Moon, A Sense of Place. Now, you are invited free of charge to an opening reception on Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. The show will run through June 22nd. You're invited to attend a very special celebration honoring the Saperstein's. That'll be held on May 12th from 5 till 8 p.m. in the store. There'll be live music and refreshments. The Housatonic's Barbershop Chorus will host the first annual Northwest Corner Community Sing-Along at the Salisbury Congregational Church on Saturday, May 12th from 5 till 7. Wine, cheese, and hors d'oeuvres will be served. Director Donald Sosin and his wife, singer Joanna Seaton, will lead the sing-along with favorites from Broadway, the American Songbook, and some Beatles and some folk songs and special requests. Now, you need tickets, okay? Information is available at housatonics.org. The Sharon Fire Department on Sunday Ambulance Squad will have their pancake breakfast at the firehouse on West Main Street. That'll run from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com, and the Interlaken, interlaken.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,262.51, the NASDAQ at 7209.62, and the S&P 500 at 2663.42. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.